Okay. Boker Tov, everybody. Morning. So, B'Shem Hashem Na'aseh V'Natzliach, Yom Chamishi B'Shabbat Kodesh, Yud Tammuz, 10th of Tammuz today. So we were in, we're talking about the Midot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as described by the Ramak in Sefer Tome Devorah. We are up to Hamida Shlishit, the third attribute of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ve'ovir Al Pesha. What's that? He who cleanses sin. Page? There's different... Oh, you have the same one? Page Yud. Zo mida gedola, shehare en ha-mechila al yedei shaliach, ela al yedei mamash shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives our sins, it's not only through a shaliach. Hashem didn't just send a malach and say, okay, go, tell him I forgive him. No, no, no. Hashem says, I'm going to go forgive him myself. We say that the Selicha is from what? Is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Selicha is with you, from among you, which means that the Mechila or Selicha is coming directly from Him. When we say Mechila, Selicha, Kapara, what does it mean? What does Selicha mean? What does that even mean? Says the Ramak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually sits there washing away our Avonot. Kedichtiv, Imrachatz Adonai Yitzuat Benot Zion Begomer. There's another pasuk. Hashem says, I'm going to sprinkle you with purifying water. This is exactly what the Navi means with this attribute of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Over Al Pesha, which means what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends purifying waters and cleansing waters. Hashem sits there and actually scrubs the Avon off of us by Himself. Now, that's the Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not enough. Remember, who is this? We did the Avon against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet Hashem says, you know what? You sinned against me. Remember, don't forget the previous Midot. Hashem gives us the power. Hashem doesn't take away His Tovah. And then when it's time to cleanse the person, Hashem says, you know what? Let me cleanse you. Let me wash you off. I'm not going to send somebody else to do it for you. Hashem doesn't consider it demeaning to sit there washing off our sins. So what does that mean for us? How do we translate, right? How do we convert that midah to our daily lives? Says the Ramak. V'hine, mamash kidmut zeh tzarich lihiyot ha'adam. Shelo yomar v'chi ani metaken ma sheploni chata o ishchit. In general, people have, it's a very interesting thing. And it comes up in almost any relationship, especially, b'ezrat Hashem, you'll find out, by husbands and wives, by spouses. You want me to clean up your mess? You made a mess, right? You made the bed. Now, sleep in it, right? You did it. I should go fix it. I should go clean up your mess. People hate cleaning up other people's messes. And yet, that's what a person usually says. And yet, he says, Lo yomar kach, don't say that. Share, who's the master of cleaning up other people's messes? Oh, yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Share ha'adam chote ve'akadosh baruch hu, shelo al yedei shaliach metaken et me'uvato v'rochetz tzu'at avono. Man sins. And it's not just once. It's not, okay, Hashem says, Beseder, Bedil Ve'avor, you do once. Every single time we do Avonot. And Baruch Hashem, that's not something we have a problem with. Right? We have Avonot aplenty. And every single Avon that we do, Hashem comes and cleans us up, washes us. 1 second, let me just finish the paragraph. U'mikan yitbayesh ha'adam lashuv l'chato. As a side note, this knowledge of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us should cause us to be ashamed to sin again. If you would know that you have to send the king on a shlichut to go, you know, take off your soiled garments, if you would imagine that every time we do an avon, you know, our clothes get soiled with all sorts of disgusting nastiness. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the melech, b'chvodo ve'atzmo, has to kind of, you know, take it off and wash it. You know, not push a button, take it and manually scrub it off. That would, you know, obviously it's, you know, it's only allegorically, it's only to understand what's going on. Aval mikol makom, person should be ashamed to do avonot. But even when that happens, Hashem does it. So how much more so do we have to have that sablanut? Do we have to have that midah of patience towards other people that even when other people make messes, we shouldn't have that much of a problem cleaning it up, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a problem with us. Yeah.
Another question. Like, originally, we know Hashem doesn't like that. Like, Hashem doesn't. What I mean to say is that originally, like when Hashem created the whole system, is that, and then like Rosh Shabbat, the stone, you do this, you get a cut, all that stuff, right? That actually is funny, like you do, you get my food, so same time.
That doesn't make the Avera go away. Even when a person's chayav mita, chayav karet, chayav malkut, chayav mita b'deshamayim, that's a punishment. That doesn't make the avera go away. That doesn't mean, that's why there's a Mishnah in Masechet Sanhedrin that when a person was taken out to Bet Askila, the Mishnah says, before they stoned him, what did Bet Din tell him? Itvadeh, shekol amitvadim yishlem chelek la'olam haba. Right? Which means what? That even after a person was stoned, if he didn't do tshuva, he got a punishment, but he still doesn't have a chelek la'olam haba. Hashem still has to manually cleanse him of his avon, which is a process that comes about through teshuvah. Punishment is completely independent of a person's teshuvah process. Punishment.
There is punishment.
Punishment is nothing to. It's not cleansing. Hashem says, you're mechalim Shabbat, you die. Hashem says, Avodah Zarah, you die. Right? These are all punishments. You eat on Yom Kippur, karet. That doesn't mean that that's a cleansing. That's a cause and effect. Cause and effect. You do this, that's the punishment. That doesn't mean that's going to cleanse the person. Hashem has to manually cleanse the person. Yeah,
so if somebody wrongs you in any way, and potentially caused like a tremendous loss, what's the rule between, like, I mean, if they happen to die and being a
person? So, again, remember Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was Tzadik Yisod Olam, Midat HaTif'eret, and at the end of the day, we know that Chazal teaches that Yaakov Avinu was the exact antithesis of a pushover. Remember, with Esav, he had a run-in with Esav, he took the Bechorah, because it belonged to him. When he had a run-in with Lavan, right, Lavan was cheating him, and what did he do? Played with him, and he got what was his. At the end of the day, you have to, there's a difference between being a pushover and having Midah of Savlanut and acting in the midot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Over here, we're not necessarily talking about monetarily or a person being taken advantage of. Obviously, there's a balance with everything. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbat, the Gemara says, "Kol tamid chacham she'enu nokim minotir kanachash, enu tamid chacham." Any tamid chacham who doesn't seek vengeance like a snake is not a tamid chacham. What's that talking about? What does that mean? That a tamid chacham doesn't have to have midot? Anytime somebody does something against him, boom, knock him out, right? Doesn't mean that. It means, Mefarshim explain, that over there it's talking about Kvod HaTorah. When it comes to his own Kavod, the Rambam writes Beferush and Inchot Deot, how's the Tamid Chacham supposed to conduct himself? Should be aloof, let things go, right? Let things slide. You know, and even if people trample up, Hanne'ilavim einam olvim, shom'im chirpatam einam shivim, you let people insult you, stamp on you, doesn't matter. Or, another thing, in this week's parasha, Omim Midbar Matana, if a person wants to be koneh, Divrei Torah, the Gemara says, he has to make himself like a midbar she'akol dorchim alav. What's a midbar? Everybody steps on it. When was the last time the desert protested people stamping all over it? It's a desert. That's what it gets done to it. People walk all over it. And yet, when it comes to the honor of the Torah, that's when a Talmid Chacham has to stand up. Somebody says something against the Torah, or somebody says something against what he said, which can be misconstrued, which is exactly what Korach, right, that was the situation with Moshe Rabbeinu and Korach. Moshe Rabbeinu had to take a stand against Korach, not because Korach was personally insulting Moshe Rabbeinu, but because the entire, you know, the eternity of Am Yisrael was at stake, because Korach was questioning the validity of Moshe Rabbeinu's transmission of the Torah, so Moshe Rabbeinu had to take a stand. Understand? So that's the difference. But if it's a person's own personal midot, let him talk, let him trash, and you keep doing the tovot, right? How much do we do that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Just think about that. How much do we do that to Hashem day in and day out? We come, we daven, we learn, akur mitzuyan. But at the end of the day, we're still mele'im avonot, Hashem yirachem v'yatziv. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and says, okay, b'seder, I'll give you another chance, you'll do tshuva. He comes and he washes us at the end of every day. He gives us back our neshama every morning, which we said was not a given. Every single day Hashem says, okay, you know what? Hashem could say, you go to sleep at night, the Gemara says, going to sleep is 1/60th of death. Hashem could say, well, you're already 1/60th dead, might as well give you the rest of the 59/60th, right? Stay dead. But he doesn't do that. Baruch atah Hashem, ha-machazir nishamot, b'tgarim metim. Every single morning, Hashem gives us back another day of life. He says, you know what? I'll give you another chance. Today, you'll probably be better. But zat Hashem, you'll do tshuva today. Every single day, does that mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a pushover, Chalila?
Yeah.
No, that means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is acting the midat tshuva. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and he says, you know what? I know deep down he's good. I know deep down, and that was the argument, if you remember, between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Malachi Asherit. The Malachim said, what are you gonna create people for? They're liars. They're cheaters, right? They fight. There's no emet and there's no shalom. Hashem said, you know what? I'm gonna create them because they're gonna do chasadim. They're gonna do chasadim for people. They're gonna learn. They're gonna spread Torah. They're gonna do teshuvah. That's exactly already from Sheshetim Bereshit. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is defending us. Hashem is our biggest defender, and he says, you know what? You messed up, but it's okay. You're human. I'll wash you. This is the midat tuvo of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah.
Rabbi Abbas, sorry about that.
Yeah, one second.
I have a question after him.
Yeah.
Does it mean that somebody will be washed by a Kadosh Baruch Hu if he does teshuvah, or even without teshuvah?
To an extent, even if he doesn't do teshuvah. Hashem washes off the avonot, even if a person does teshuvah. To be completely cleansed, the person has to do teshuvah. But with or without, Hashem does it by himself. Shelo ali d'shaliach. Yonatan, you're going to text me, Bezat Hashem, and we have to leave it here because we got to start the Seder. Yom Tov.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Tomorrow, Bezat Hashem, for all you Zoomers, we have a Friday schedule tomorrow. Bezat Hashem, we're going to have a Shir Klali in person and by Zoom tomorrow, Bezat Hashem. So stay tuned. Kol Tov.
Thank you. Thank you.